This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Sarah D'Elia. For the next 3 months, the Birmingham Board of Education will meet only once a month while the state intervention team prepares the school system's 2014 fiscal year budget. This news was delivered to the school board last night by intervention team leader Ed Richardson. Kyle Whitmire with AL.com and the Birmingham News was at last night's meeting. He joins us now. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Kyle, let's start off and give a little bit of background. Why is the state in the first place intervening in Birmingham school board meetings?
This board has been dysfunctional for several years. Its makeup has changed, which has changed the dynamic, so it's not quite as disruptive as it used to be. But it got to the point where it could not pass a plan to get the school system to a one-month surplus, which the state requires, about $17 million in this system's case. They refused to do that. The state came in and said, if you're not going to do it, we're going to do it for you. And they brought in Ed Richardson as sort of this benign dictator, or depending on which board members you ask, just a dictator who overrules them when they don't do what he wants and is going to get them to this $17 million number come hell or high water.
And it seems like things are going to be changing slightly in the months to come as far as these meetings go. In the past, the public has been allowed to come to the meetings, speak their mind, have some time to talk. Will this be allowed going forward?
It's going to be allowed going forward, and there are going to be some public hearings also where people will have an opportunity to have input. What is going to change, and Richardson made this clear last night, is sort of the tone and the pace of these meetings. Some of these meetings recently have dragged on for hours and hours. The one I went to last night, it's been a while since I've been to a school board meeting. This seemed just like the one I went to, the last one I went to several months ago, where you have the few board members who are opponents of Richardson asking the exact same questions that they ask in every single board meeting, getting the exact same answers, just for the point of being petulant. That's not moving things along, and Richardson made that clear. He said, look, we're going to allow people to speak, but if they get off topic, we're going to ask them to stop. They're going to have 2 minutes. If they go beyond their 2 minutes, they're going to be asked to leave. He's going to run a really tight ship with these meetings.
And you were at last night's meeting. Did you sense the tension? Could you feel it in the room between the state intervention team and elected board officials who aren't necessarily maybe used to being told what to do all the time?
Well, I mean, that's been the case since this intervention started a year ago. I mean, we had one board member this time a year ago, you know, say when Richardson first stood up, you know, I don't know who this little man is right here. You know, this is the former state school superintendent and one of the most no-nonsense bulldogs in Alabama education. You know, that tension is not going to leave until this intervention is over with and Richardson leaves.
Board members, as you hinted at, are frustrated, to say the least, asking when the state intervention will end. Do you have a sense of what success needs to come out of this situation to end the intervention?
Well, I mean, Richardson made it very clear. You have to have $17 million in the bank at the end of a fiscal year, which would be a year from this coming September. If at that time there's $17 million in the bank, he said, my recommendation is to the state superintendent that we pack up and we leave you to do your own business.
Kyle Whitmire is a political reporter for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.